Hi, I'm Faith Collins, and you're listening to a Coming of Age podcast.
What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome or welcome back to a Coming of Age movie.
This week, we're super excited to be joined by Faith Collins.
You may know her from her TikTok account, where she has over 3 million followers.
Faith, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me. I'm stoked to be here.
Yeah, we're super excited to have you on. We both love your account, your TikTok account, and yeah.
Thank you. That means a lot. Where did you guys find it? Did you just come up or?
Yeah, you're like OOTD videos are like always on my For You page, and I always watch them because I love fashion, but I'm not that great at it. Like,
I'm sure you are.
So I always watch those videos, and yeah, they're great.
Awesome. Okay. Stoked.
So kind of a really general question, how did COVID affect you personally and career-wise and just all of that? Because everyone has their own crazy unique story.
So actually, when I was graduating from high school, so 2020, I was graduating, I was gonna leave school 3 months early and go work at a summer camp in California. And then after that, I was moving to New Zealand to go live with my family. But because of COVID, I couldn't really go to the summer camp. I couldn't go to New Zealand. So I ended up going on like a work slash like influencing trip to California with just some people I'd met online. And one of the girls there needed a roommate. And I was like, oh, like I can't move to New Zealand. Might as well move to California. So then I moved down here to LA. And now I've been here for a year. So
that's pretty cool.
It kind of really changed the course of where I was going to end up living. And I think living here also kind of, it definitely pushed me more towards like the influencing side of career. And it made it way easier for me to go full time with it because there's just so much opportunity here. So COVID like sucked definitely, but it definitely pushed me in the direction of my career that I'm in right now.
So do you think if it weren't for COVID, you would still like live where you used to live and like your life would be just totally different?
Definitely not. Yeah, no, I'd definitely probably be in New Zealand and I probably wouldn't be a TikToker at all. Like I probably wouldn't have done social media. Yeah, because I was kind of bored during it and I was like, you know what? Screw it. Like I'm just going to mess around on here. And then my video started doing good and I was like, oh, this is fun. And then it kind of like just blew up really quickly. And I was like, oh, well, I guess this is what I'm doing now. But if there is no COVID, it definitely wouldn't have happened. So
yeah, it's so crazy how like little things can change everything.
I know. I honestly, I think about that a lot. I'm like, wow, like this one, not, this is a huge world event, obviously.
Oh yeah, obviously.
But it totally changed. I'm sure so many other people totally changed the course of their life, but yeah, COVID definitely pushed me in this direction.
So did you start your TikTok account during quarantine or did you have it beforehand, but like actually start posting that?
Definitely during quarantine. So I think I had like, I didn't even, I'm so sorry, my thing's going off. I think I had a Musical.ly account from so long ago. So like when I signed in, it was still my thing. But I remember I went to my little cousin's house and they were on TikTok and I was like, wait, these are so interesting. So then I like went and re-downloaded it, or I guess downloaded TikTok because it used to be Musical.ly. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is funny. Da, da, da. And I started like posting like short like films and videos on it. And then I was like, oh, this is actually such a good use of time. And I worked at Starbucks at the time and they gave us like a month and a half off. And that's the time I started posting videos because I had nothing to do with myself. So yeah.
And did your account kind of start to grow right away or did it like take a little while for it to grow? What was that like?
I think started to grow as right away as soon as I started posting consistently in videos. My account definitely grew a lot when I first started it. And now it's more of like, I think like maintains itself in a way. So like when I first started it, it definitely grew a lot. But yeah, I think it was like pretty start off the bat and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like it still kind of doesn't hit me that like I have like a large following. Like I forget every day and then I'm like, oh yeah, like all these people are going to see these videos. Like I really need to like put effort into this, like work into this. But yeah, no, it definitely was right away. And then it just kind of kept going.
I feel that's a pretty lucky thing because something I kind of notice is like, you know, accounts right when you first start them, that's like those few first few videos are the ones that like will like go on For You pages and stuff. So I guess, you know, it's like your first few videos need to be really good if you want to have any chance of like getting a following, I guess. I don't know.
I guess, yeah. I genuinely wasn't like in my mind. I was still in high school and I cared a lot what people thought. So I was like, oh, people are going to judge me for this. Like, I don't want a following. Like, I was just bored. But then I really loved just like making it and people enjoying it, because I've always loved like influencing and social media. It's always, I've been so interested in it. So like, even in middle school, I had like an old camera and I would put so much effort into like how my feed looked, just because I enjoyed it. Like, it was a hobby. Yeah. But people were always like, oh my gosh, she tries way too hard. And I was like, no, like, people can't think that, like, I need to stop. But then COVID, like quarantine, I was like, I don't have to see these people anymore, like, maybe I will like have fun with it. And then yeah, my first few videos, I can't honestly remember if they did well, but it was definitely like my first like few weeks on there. I'm so sorry, I don't know how to turn off my texting.
Oh, I know, it's
every time it comes in, it's so noisy.
It's okay. Yeah, and that's interesting because you were class of 2020, you said.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you didn't even have to like see people and like after you.
No.
So that's pretty interesting.
No prom, no graduation, nothing. Like, I think March is like when we got our 2 weeks off, and then we never saw each other again.
That's wow. So sad. Oh my god.
It kind of was. Yeah, my friend group, she had like a backyard prom for like our friend group, so we did like some stuff. But yeah, I was kind of sad. And my last day of school, this is so off topic, but I was having like such bad health problems. I was like, okay, like, I got to school and my teacher said something about like, oh, you missed so much class, or said something like weird. I don't know why I got like so offended, and I was like, you know what, and I just left school on my last day of school ever. And I was like, no, my last day of school I ever went to, I just totally left. So that like haunts me. I'm like,
so no, it's a dramatic exit and it works.
I mean, you went out with a bang.
It was my dramatic part. Like exit on that. I was like, wow, that, I feel kind of bad about it, but also not really. So, but yeah, no, it was interesting. Yeah. Yeah. We just never reconvened.
So I know we kind of talked about your big move to LA already, but like mentally, how was it to just like kind of like pick up and just like literally just move in with this girl who needed a roommate and just make the change and go for it? Like, how was that?
It was honestly, I was already prepared because I was leaving for New Zealand, and a few days before that I found out my flight was canceled and they weren't gonna let me in. And I was like, okay. And I've been planning to move to New Zealand like my whole life. As soon as I graduate, like, I'm going to New Zealand. It was interesting, like an interesting like adjustment to like me not knowing how to cook for myself. So that sucked because I couldn't really cook, but it was really fun. I've always like been super excited to like get out and do my own thing. It was just definitely stressful with money at first, because I wasn't like, didn't have as big of a following on TikTok. Like, I wasn't making as much money like to survive as I am now. So I was just kind of like, okay, like, it'll work out. Like, if everything goes bad, like, I can always go home. So yeah, I met her, and then 2 weeks later, I like drove my car from Washington to California, and I was like, this is gonna be fun, like a little adventure. And then it was, and I loved it. And then I ended up moving into a house like 6 months later with where I am right now. And yeah, I've been here for a year. So it was honestly really fun. I was super excited to have an adventure and some challenge in life. So it was good. I liked it.
That's really cool. I'm just curious, what were your plans in New Zealand? Like, what were you gonna do there?
So my family lives there. I love them so much. I wanted to go spend time with them. And then my uncle, he has like a car shop and does like so much like super fun car stuff. And I was like, I'm just going to work for my uncle and see what happens. And then school there is really cheap and I'm a citizen. So I was like, if I go to college, like, I will go to New Zealand, because I'm not trying to like pay the insane amount that it costs in this country. So yeah, I was just going to go start a life there and see how it went. But I ended up just doing it here instead, which I'm happy. I like it here a lot. I love it. But as soon as they let me in, I'm still definitely going to New Zealand.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice. You can kind of, you know, have different experiences, live different places.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was like, wow, I'm 19 still, not 20. I'm turning 20 soon. So I was like, dang, I'm getting kind of like not a teenager anymore, which is making me kind of sad, but that's okay.
I was like, okay, you'll have your 20s and then you'll be.
I know. My 20s in the 20s.
Yeah. And going back to your TikTok, how does the content that you make now compare to the content that you first started with? Like, have you picked up on any like, you know, not picked up, but like, what changes have you made because of like patterns you've noticed on TikTok or whatever?
To be honest, I have never been like, I'm gonna follow patterns. Like, I'm just gonna do like whatever I enjoy doing or like what my followers enjoy. So when I first started, I don't know if you guys ever saw this, but I did like the zombie apocalypse like series during COVID. It was like a short film thing where me and my siblings and my friends would just run around and film like the most random clips, and then I would just voice over it into some kind of like plot. But that was so fun. Like, those were the videos that like I think kind of like boosted my account. So I started off doing that, kind of just random like short skits and stuff. And now I just do kind of more lifestyle, like what I do every day in fashion. But I think it's because my follower, I think from what I can see, they like to see like just what I'm doing. So yeah, I definitely moved from short skits and like random stuff to like a more like routine day in my life fashion stuff. But I definitely want to go back to doing some skits maybe like this summer.
Yeah, or not this
summer, maybe this winter. Yeah, I'll come full circle.
Yeah, I love those like skit and like the scripted videos. They're so funny.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely a big change, but it's kind of slowly just morphed into new things every like 3 months. I'm like, okay, something new.
So a lot of your TikToks now focus on a lot of fashion stuff. So how did you get into like the fashion world and everything like that?
Ooh, so since I was a little kid, when I was first growing up, I remember my family, we were definitely not like middle class off. So like I never got to go like new clothes shopping or anything. I would always thrift. Like that was like the OG, like we had, you know, thing. So I think like as a little kid, I was so like, I loved going there and seeing like all the old clothes from like the 70s and the 80s. And where I grew up, we had like sick thrift shops and like no one went to them. So I think from like a little kid to like teenager, I just kept going there and I like to just like put different things together. And then I think definitely like with the platform TikTok's giving me and like my followers like giving me like the ability to like actually go like shop and like do that kind of stuff. It's been so exciting. I'm like, wow, I can like actually afford to like invest in this hobby that I've like had since I was a little kid. So I'm actually like so thankful. Like that's so nice. Like it's like a freedom, new freedom. So I think just since a little kid, I've loved fashion, loved going and putting things together. And then I made a few OOTDs over summer and people love them. And I was like, yay, like I've always wanted to do this. Like, this is my opening, like I'll just go for it. And then living in LA is definitely nice because there's so many creative people here. Like just, I go outside and I'm like, wow, everyone looks amazing. So I think definitely my friends here and stuff are inspiration too, just seeing them. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys, like, how did you think of this? So definitely living here, I'm like, there's endless inspiration everywhere.
Yeah, I visited LA over like this past summer, and like literally just every time I stepped outside, I was like, everyone here is cooler than me.
No, but I feel that way. Whenever I go to the Melrose Training Post all the time.
I was literally the best experience of my life. It was so much fun. I loved
so
it.
Much about that training post.
Everyone there is dressed so good. I go and I'm like, okay, next week I'm gonna try. Like every week I like think I'm gonna get ready, but I'm just like, it's hot. Like it's so hot in there. So I just wear like shorts and t-shirt and I regret it every time because everyone looks so good.
Yeah, I went on the 4th of July, I remember, and it was like everyone looked so good. Like there were so many people there and everyone looked so good, and I was just like, okay, it's fine.
I'm sure, yeah, like the 4th of July, I'm sure that was busy. I'm trying to think of what I did on the 4th of July. Oh, I went back to Washington for the summer. I was like, I can't miss a Washington summer.
And so now, do you still thrift a lot, or do you have some other favorite stores that you like to go to?
I definitely still thrift a lot. Living here, thrifting sucks. Everyone prices stuff so expensive and it's like $40. I bought this cardigan the other day and I got home, it was $40, and I realized it had holes in it and I was like, you know what, it sucks here. But I definitely, thrifting's still my favorite. Also, I like, before TikTok, I definitely said I was totally like, I would thrift, like I tried not to shop like fast fashion or anything. Now like I am guilty, like I go to Urban Outfitters and Zara, which is just like glorified fast fashion. So I do go there, but I think mainly thrifting, and then I like Zara, like when they have like the cool like suits, I'm like, maybe I'll go check that out. Try to think of anywhere else that I've really liked recently. I definitely like Urban Outfitters and Zara are like my go-to for like accessories and stuff, but then like my clothes or maybe shoes. I go to Nike a lot. Nikes and Converse, those are like my two go-to shoes. So I'd say Nikes, Converse, and then Zara and Urban. And other than that, thrifting.
I love Urban Outfitters, but oh my gosh, can it get expensive?
It can, yeah. I have to rein myself in. I live so close to like shopping now, because where I used to live in Washington, there was like no stores anywhere. I had to like take the ferry to Seattle. But now I like walk out my house and I can like walk. So I'm like, no, Dave, you're cut off. Like once a month.
So is there like one item that is like a must have for everybody to have in their closet that you think is just like, you just like, you can't live without it?
Yes, it's this green sweater that I'm wearing right now. I wear this like 3 times a week. I think everybody needs like a signature sweater that they can either like dress up, that they can wear to bed. Because so last night I went to like a little gathering with my friends. I wore this green, like, I thrifted this. It's a green J. Crew sweater, and it's kind of, it goes down to like my middle of my thigh, and I wore it with like a brown trench coat over it with my black Doc Marten like platform things. I like totally dressed it up, right? Got home, went to bed in it, and now I'm wearing it. This is kind of gross, but now I'm wearing it this podcast interview. So yeah, I think everyone needs a sweater that they love that they can just do a bunch of different stuff with.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah, I love like when people have like their thing. I'm like, I'm so jealous. Like I need like that thing. I don't know. I gotta find one.
Yeah, this green sweater is my current thing. It'll probably change as soon as I find another sweater that I like. But this has been it for like the past few months.
And you kind of touched on this before, but I definitely want to talk about this more in depth. What are your opinions on fast fashion and, you know, ordering things online to wear once or twice, you know, from like Shein or those kind of websites? Because I feel like it's a pretty controversial topic. And
it is controversial. And honestly, my opinions probably aren't like what people always want to hear. So I'll probably, I haven't like researched it, so I might say it wrong, but.
You're not like a professor studying.
Yeah.
Like you're just a person talking.
These are just my personal opinions. Definitely like looking back on my childhood, I know I could not afford like to ever go to Urban, to ever go to anything like that. Thrifting was like my only option, and Shein wasn't really around when I was a kid, but I know if it was, like, that would have been amazing for me, because I would have been like, oh wow, I can like get new clothes, like this is awesome for the price of thrifting. So I think it's not really fair to say like, oh, like thrifting, like Shein's bad. Oh my gosh, sorry, someone's calling me. I don't think it's fair to kind of go after everyone for that, because it's, you know, it's not fair to be like, oh, like everyone has to go shop at like these high-end places where it costs like $200 for a sustainable shirt, because most people can't afford $200 for a sustainable shirt. So I think it's like responsibly, if you can afford to do that, awesome. But I think it's definitely, it is controversial. It's like there's no real like answer, because I don't think it's like a consumer thing. I think it's a producer and the people who are like kind of, I think, exploiting people like the middle lower class, because it's kind of, you know, it's like it's kind of messed up. They're exploiting people on both ends of it. So I try not to shop on Shein. I have bought a few things from there like in the past, so like I'll be honest, like I have, but I think definitely thrifting is a great sustainable option. I think thrifting's cheap, and it's not always, but, and it's good for the planet, good for everyone. So I'd say like thrifting over that, but also I understand like Shein, like that's a great option for, I'm on a podcast interview, Blaine. Sorry. I think that that's a great option for people, but yeah, honestly, I don't like it, but I totally understand like it's a great option for people. And I know when I was growing up, like that would have been dope. That would have been the sickest thing ever for me. So
yeah,
it sucks, but I wish that they would find a more sustainable way to like do it cheaper. So I'm like, I feel like it's like a producer, like I'm mad at them. I'm not mad at the people who shop there, but I do, when I see people doing like $2,000 Shein hauls, I'm like, come on guys.
Like, I'm like, that's just counterintuitive. Like that's not like,
or
not.
Yeah. I think that it's definitely like circumstantial. Like if you're doing that, or like if you are just buying it, wearing it and throwing it out, that's super irresponsible. And like, it's, you know, just not really feeding into a healthy like lifestyle or planet cycle. So yeah, I definitely have two different opinions depending on like where you're coming from with it and like your intentions with it. But
yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. I hope that was a good explanation. I'm like, I hope that.
So switching topics just a little bit here, are there any cool things that you've gotten or been able to do because of your online presence and like how you've just grown on social media?
Oh yeah, like honestly, like my whole life here is like thanks to the people who like follow me and support me. Like without like them, like I couldn't afford anything I do. I wouldn't be able to live in LA. I wouldn't probably enjoy as much living in LA, because I wouldn't get to, it wouldn't be as appealing if I was still doing what I used to do. So honestly, my whole life that I'm living right now is thanks to the people who support me. But I did go on, I'm trying to think of like a specific event. I got to go to Florida with some of the other people in my like management agency on just like an influencer trip. And it was so fun. I got to meet so many new people and it was really nice. I was like, wow, this is crazy. Like I'm meeting all these people and making all these connections, like friendship connections off of like an app, which like when I was a kid, like apps weren't even a thing. Like that's just crazy to me that so much, like the whole world has changed over like the past 10 years so much. So yeah, that was like the one standout event where I just kind of sat there for like an hour and was like, wow, like I was going through it on that trip. I was going through it. So I was thinking about a lot, but I was just like, dang, like this is all off of like our phones. Like that's great. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have there been any like cool people that you've gotten to meet, like that you kind of like fangirled over at something, just be from an event or something?
I'm trying to think. Oh, well, not, I wouldn't say fangirl, but I was just kind of like taken aback because I was at a White Fox invited me to a gifting thing in LA, and I was like, oh my gosh, like no way, this is so cool. So I showed up and I was already just so like excited to be there. I was like, I get clothes for free, like what the heck, this is so cool. And I was excited to meet people, and I like turned around the corner, and you know Chloe Lukasiak from Dance Moms?
Yeah,
she was there. Started talking and she was so nice, and I was like, what the heck, like I loved Dance Moms. I was so in Dance Moms, so I was so excited over that, meeting her, and just how nice she was. I was like, wow, people are actually like nice.
Yeah.
Other people, that was pretty much, I'm trying to think, there's been so many people, but now that you asked me, I'm like, my mind.
I feel like everything in LA, like you can literally like go to like a movie and like you turn around, there's like Lady Gaga or something. It's like
I did see Shailene Woodley at a coffee shop and I lost my shit. I was like trying to hold it. I was so hyped because I love Divergent. Like I loved all of that. I love her so much. So that's probably one of the only people that I would get excited about. And I was like getting my coffee and I heard someone giggle and I was like, that is the Shailene Woodley giggle. Like, I know that's her. And I turned around and she's like petting someone's puppy. And I was like, that is Shailene Woodley petting someone's dog. And then I walked away because I was like, I don't want to be annoying, but I just like smiled at her and I was like,
oh my god, you should have said hi.
I wanted to, but I was like, oh, COVID, like I don't want to make her uncomfortable. So
yeah,
you're just like out here living my dream right now, just like running into like Divergent at like the coffee shop. Like that is what I aspire to be in life. Like
that's what I did aspire, but now that I've peaked, I don't know what I'm gonna move on to. But
and what are some of your other interests or things just about you in general that your followers might not know?
Ooh, so I love social media, so thankful for it, but I definitely am more, I hate technology, like, I don't hate, but I love it, and I think it's awesome, like, the way that we use it, but I hate how much I'm on it, so I try to not be on it a lot, like, I just genuinely make my videos, and then I kind of log off and go do, like, whatever that day is, but I love painting, like sewing, drawing, just pretty much anything with art, like, that's what I do, like, all day. It's just, like, do you know Entangled, like in the beginning when she,
yes,
like,
that's exactly
what I was thinking when you were talking.
I was watching that the other day and I was like, this is kind of my morning routine, like reading, painting, drawing. So I think my followers probably do know that. I'm trying to think. But I love sailing, so my goal for the next few years is to get a sailboat and kind of just learn how to like go around the world with it. Like that's my kind of my life goal, is to just sail around the world. So that's what I'm working on right now. It's definitely really hard with COVID to kind of like get that together, but definitely what I'm like working towards.
That's a lot of fun though. I feel like all those activities are very like low-key, like not like stressful, which is really nice. Like it's a nice like hobby aside from like working.
They're all very, yeah, anti-stressful. I love that. I just need, every day, I need my daily, like, decomposing.
Yeah, me too.
Not decomposing, decompressing.
Oh, I didn't even process that. My daily decomposing.
Yeah, no, dang it. My biology teacher would laugh at me for that.
So, do you have any idols or people that you look up to, either, like, in the fashion world or just in general?
Oh, this is a good question. I wouldn't say I've, like, sadly, the people I've met who I've looked up to, most of them have kind of let me down. I've been like, oh, wow, like, you're not who I thought you were, or you don't treat people like how, you know, you should, not you should, but like how I, you know, expected you would.
Mm-hmm.
My main, like, role model in my life is my dad. My dad is just, like, I love him. Like, every day I wake up and I'm like, I want to be like my dad, you know? So I'd say my dad. He's the best person I've met still this day after all these people, so... Yeah, he's just so honorable, integral, just the way he treats my mom and like me and my sisters. I'm like, okay, like I want to treat people like my dad treats people. I want to be motivated like my dad. I want to be honorable like my dad. So
you must be the most down-to-earth person we have ever talked to.
Me?
Like, yes, you are so centered and like you're so grateful for your followers and everything that you've been given. Like this is, you just seem like such an amazing, sweet person. Like,
you guys are so nice. God. Okay, thank you so much. That warms my heart. I'm like, thank you. I always, like, the last podcast I went on, we had the same conversation, but I always watch Emma Chamberlain, and I feel like she's just, like, she's a role model. She's a role model to me. Like the way she, because I've never heard a bad thing about her. She's so nice. I've never met her. Wish I had, but never have. But everyone just has good things to say about her because she's just kind and she cares about people. And she cares about herself too. Like she, you know, takes care of herself. So I think Emma Chamberlain and my dad. But, yeah. Thank you. That's so nice, you guys.
And I love how you mentioned like, you know, your dad compared to like some of the other people that you looked up to that kind of let you down. Because like, I feel like everyone expects, you know, people online to be perfect and to be like, you know, these like godlike figures, but like in reality, sometimes the best people in your life are like, you know, your dad.
Yeah, like, that's true. It's honestly, every people I've met who I like followed on social media, I meet them and I'm like, oh, they're just a kid like me. Like we're just kids who have this huge platform and this huge like pressure on us. And sometimes I feel like it's a lot. I'm like, this is a lot. If you don't like know who you are in yourself, like, cause sometimes I don't, and I find myself, I'm like when you get torn apart, you know, in comments, like that kind of, you let that like become you. So you have to kind of just be like, no, this is who I am. Like, it's okay. Like it's going to be okay. So yeah, I think it's hard for everyone I know, like just the longer you like do it, probably the longer it like affects you. But also I'm very detached from like the social media group. Like I don't really have like a group of social media friends. Like I have friends, but I don't like hang out with them. I'm kind of just with myself and my roommates and my like video friends. So I think that might be why I'm not as like stressed out by it, because I never hear about like the drama or like what's going on. So
it's good to stay grounded and just stay, you know, make sure you don't let it all consume you, because
that's my thing. Yeah, I was like, if I do that, I know I'm not going to be okay. I'm going to be so anxious every day. So yeah, I'm definitely more I have a great group of friends, but none of them are in social media. They all do like art or like video. Lots of them are like do music videos for the famous people. So yeah,
that's really cool.
I like living with them.
And do you have any like of your friends or any creators that you want to shout out, just people that you think are pretty cool?
Oh, I have so many. Okay, my friend. So actually, when I first moved to LA, there's this wonderful, beautiful woman, Lillian Wild. She's so sweet. I used one of her songs for a TikTok so long ago, and she saw that I moved to LA, saw that I was alone, and she like DM'd me and was like, dude, like, can I take you to lunch? And she took me to lunch. Didn't know her. We went to, I think it was Soho House, like this super nice restaurant. I was so stoked. I was like, what the heck? This is crazy. And at the time I had like no money, and she bought me lunch. And then she was like, you should buy another one and take it home. And I didn't, because I was like, no, I can't do that to her. But her, honestly, like her kindness to me kind of like showed me like, wow, like people really do care. And like when, like that made such a huge impact on me. I was like, wow, like she doesn't even know me. She's just being kind because she saw that I moved here. And she's so talented, like amazing voice, like so kind. But what stands out more about her is like her heart and her kindness over like all her talent. So her. And then I'm trying to think of, there's, I have so many people who I adore, but definitely Lillian. She's probably my top, like beautiful, kind heart, soul, talented, everything. I love her so much.
That's so sweet. So,
yeah, you're such a nice person. I'm gonna
how are you guys? Thanks for having me. I love doing podcasts. I'm like, yeah, something fun to do with my day.
So I know that you have a YouTube channel, right? And I don't know how many other platforms you're on, because I know like a lot of
I never post on there. I feel so bad. Like I said YouTube channel and I was like, no, every day I get like a DM of people being like, Faith, post on your YouTube. I'm happy people want to watch my videos, but I lost my camera charger, but I'm staring at the new one that I ordered that came in yesterday. So I'm gonna be back on my YouTube grind.
Okay, that's perfect. So I was gonna ask you your future plans with that. future plans you have in general too. Like I know a bunch of creators, Kira's gonna get mad at me because I talk about this every interview, but okay, do you know what Twitch is, like the gaming thing?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Are you considering joining that and like being a creator on there?
No. No, definitely not.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like it's such like a specific platform, but like everyone's moving to it and I'm like, I cannot do this. Like this is not what I'm
I'm so thankful for my platform, but in the back of my mind I'm not like, I want to grow and I want more like followers. Like that's not my goal. I think I definitely want to I love it, but I don't feel like in my heart like the fulfilled feeling that I want. So I'm kind of switching more, like I'm gonna keep doing it. I love it, and like the people who follow me, love them so much, like so thankful for them. Like every day I'm just like, dang, this is literally because of them. Like this is up to them, like what, you know. So I think my future plans, I definitely thinking about going to college, because I'm a year, this is my gap year, I guess this will be my second gap year coming up. So in my mind, I think I'm definitely thinking about moving on to something else, like a new chapter in my life. But I love
you.
Oh, no, you're good. What were you saying?
would you do college in America, or would you consider going to New Zealand for it? Like, are you waiting to like get there to do it, or?
If I could get scholarships still, I would definitely love to go in America or maybe England, because I could go England because of my New Zealand citizenship. But probably New Zealand, just because I don't want to be the thought of being, I mean, this might be insensitive to say, because I know some people are in debt and like that's what you have to do to go to college. But that thought just like makes me, I just couldn't.
And if you have a way to avoid it, like why not take it, you know?
Yeah, if I could avoid it, if I have to, yeah, I'll go in the US. But yeah, I think definitely like I'm just not for sure gonna go, but thinking about it, and like I didn't think I wanted to go, but now that I'm kind of into what I thought I wanted and I don't enjoy it as much as I thought I would, I'm like, okay, something new, like maybe I'll try it, you know. So I think, yeah, YouTube definitely gonna start doing, because I do love YouTube and like I like editing. I don't do much with my days. I'm trying to find new things to like occupy myself, so I think editing would be fun. So yeah, definitely new plans, YouTube, and then getting my sailboat and making YouTube videos off of that, like
vlogging on the sailboat. That
yes, that's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Awesome. And now just to kind of wrap up, we have a quick little game of this or that. So we just have two options and you can pick one and give a little explanation as to why you chose it. And we'll just go right into it. Okay. First one is TikTok or YouTube?
YouTube, because I feel like you can, you have just more time to like get to know your followers, and like your followers get to know you. And TikTok is so toxic, like people just like are so nasty on there. Not everyone, but the good is starting to creep up with the bad. They're a little even. So I think YouTube, just because it's more of like a calm, like safe space, versus TikTok's just like a war zone. So yeah, YouTube, definitely YouTube.
What about books or movies?
Oh, books, 100%. I love books.
Okay, you chose the right answer.
You know how Dune's coming out? With Timothée Chalamet? Okay, I went and got the book the other day because I was like, I have to read this before I watch it. Like, no way I'm going to, like, watch before I read. So I like I love reading, because when you, I feel like everyone does this, but you, like, kind of create the movie for yourself in your head, and you, like, watch it back, and you're reading, and then you forget you're reading, and you're just, like, watching, like, this picture in your head. So I think reading, definitely. I feel like it's probably good with like helping your memory, because I have a bad memory, I realized, like it's so bad. So I'm like, I need to start playing like memory games, reading harder stuff. But yeah,
I totally need to read more. I need to read more.
Anyway, I'll send you a book list. I'll send you one. I have one.
Oh no, please do. I need books.
Wait, this book? Oh wait, this isn't a video. This isn't video, right? This is just voice.
It could be either you want.
Okay, cool. So if you guys are looking for a good book, it's called Love and Other Words. It's so good. I was crying. This is my new comfort book. It is kind of spicy though, so maybe like not that spicy at all. There's just like maybe like I'd say like 14 enough. I don't know. Go Google it. But
okay, cool. And then sneakers or sandals?
Oh, ooh, that one's harder. I just say sneak. I love Birkenstocks. I'm a religious Birkenstock wearer from Washington, so I kind of have to be. But definitely sneakers, because you can go do more. Like if you go like out, I like to go hiking and stuff, so those are great because you can do everything in them. Where sneakers, it's kind of like you're not, for practicality, you know, your feet aren't as protected. And if the zombie apocalypse happened to hit like while I was out, I'd want to have my sneakers on, not my Birkenstocks.
Do you like the beach or the city more?
Oh, the beach. I do not like the city. Living here, I realized like I am not a fan of the city at all, but I love the beach. I grew up on the beach, so definitely the beach.
Okay. And then hair up or hair down?
I say hair down. I wear my hair down pretty much just like this every day. Like I don't really do anything to it, but that's probably like a me being lazy thing. If I knew how to do my hair like really cute up, I would probably do it more, but definitely hair down because it's easy and you can just roll out of bed and go.
Okay, so this next question is like gonna determine like everything. Tea or coffee?
I'm nervous.
I don't know if she heard. Tea or coffee?
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear. I was waiting for it.
That's okay.
Okay, because I love both. I make both all the time. But coffee, because I'm addicted. Okay. I am addicted to coffee, so I couldn't live without it. But I do love tea. But I put milk in my tea, so that probably ruins that. Either way.
Tea. So, yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I mean, I guess, like...
my grandparents from New Zealand did it when I was a kid, and they lived with us every year for 3 months in the summer. So I was like, well, I'm putting milk in my tea too.
I guess it works. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of either, to be honest, but I drink both in just very certain kinds. I love like peppermint tea. Anyway, calling or texting?
Calling. Texting, like, there's been so many, like, in my life, I've realized so many times where, like, I haven't put as, like, people have needed me to, like, be there for them, and texting, you can't really be there for someone, so it's always worth it to call someone so they can just hear in your voice, like, you're there for them and you care. And also, like, if you're not arguing, but, like, you should never argue over text, ever. You should never have any, like, important discussion ever over text, because you're leaving yourself and the other person involved in the dark. So if you value your relationships with people, I think you should call them or FaceTime them. But yeah,
definitely agree.
So do you like the day or the night more?
Well, when I'm going through it, I like the night more, because I'll just sleep in and stay up so late just doing, like, painting or just, like, not being okay. So probably the day. Like, I'm a day person. I need to get up early and go to bed at 9. The past few nights, I made some new friends, but they're crazy. They stay up so late and they are so fun. But I went to Six Flags and they stayed till 1 in the morning. And I was like, what? You guys have so much energy. And then I didn't get home till 3. And then last night I stayed out till 3 too with them. And I was like, dang, like, this is not for me. I can't do it. So I'm definitely day. I like to get up and then go to bed.
No, but also just like Six Flags in general, I'm there for like an hour and a half and I'm like asleep. Like, how did they... What?
I love them. They're my new inspiration in life. I'm like, y'all are just insane. Like, I want this energy. I can get it back. I just need to, like, eat healthy, maybe.
Yeah, it's a solution to all of it. Just eat a salad or something. Yeah. Well, Faith, thank you so much for coming on. We had such a great time.
Thanks for having me. I've only done like 2 other podcasts, and each of them I was like, this is so fun. So thank you. I really love being here.
Awesome. And if anyone listening wants to follow you on social media, if they don't already, where can they do that?
It's Faith Ann on TikTok. I probably should make them the same. So TikTok is Faith Ann. And then Instagram is Faith Collins. So on there. And then my Instagram, maybe I'll make a link tree. Yeah, I'll do that. If you go to my Instagram, I'll have everything tagged there.
And to anybody listening at home, if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to follow us on our Instagram and TikTok, where we are at ACOAM.podcast, and also our Twitter, where we are at ACOAM_podcast. Follow us there to keep up and hear about more awesome guests like Faith.
And thank you all so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week on A Coming of Age Movie.